right, we're back again. I'm Jesse Shadoos, and always next to me, the only guy that ever made the Kessel Run in under 2 parsecs besides Han Solo.
Kamal Al-Taj.
Yeah, what's going on? I'm about to kick that podcast action for you motherfuckers.
Absolutely.
So, listen, man, we saw Riddick. We meant to do this a while ago.
Yeah.
obviously a while ago.
I almost forgot about the damn movie.
I thought it was full of wind.
Dude, it was great. It was fantastic, man. I'm so happy the franchise is still running strong, man.
Right?
And apparently, it's opening weekend. It was number one in the box office.
Number one in the box office, although it was against a weak field.
Yeah.
Let's face it.
It was up against what? Like the Lone Ranger that had already been out for like 2 months?
Hi-ho, Silver Away. Right? Yeah, fuck that. I mean, it was all right. It's just like, Riddick was really good. I enjoyed it. I thought it was really good. I wish they would have, like, gone into depth a little bit more about the time he spent with the Necromongers. I thought,
yeah, I know, man. That's like, that's a spot for
it's prime time.
Yeah, that's a movie all its own, right there. I think,
dude, totally, it's a movie all its own. I wanted to see, like, I can't be the only one that wanted to see what the Underverse looked like, right? When they got there?
You're not the only one. I wanted to see what right? the fucking Underverse looked like, too, yeah. Dad. Come on.
Because obviously they weren't just some sick religious cult that wasn't based on some sort of truth, because they had fucking powers, yo. That Lord Marshall was a badass.
Yeah, he was. Yes, he was.
He was badass, man.
You will not kneel before me, then I will take your serum.
You'll kneel before Zod, motherfucker. Zod does sound like he'd be a redneck alien from the planet Krypton, right?
I don't know.
You better kneel before Zod. You got a pretty mouth. But I liked it. I liked Riddick, and it left it wide open for Riddick 4.
Yes, I'm happy they did that. I'm happy they did that.
Not to, no spoiler alerts, but let's just say we might find out what happened to the Furians. Yeah, which is very cool. I think that was a good way to go with it, if that's what you're going to do. So get this. Apparently, Need for Speed has a 7, 8, 9, and 10 planned. These people are signed on for 10 fucking movies.
You know
movies.
Why? I actually found out recently.
Yeah, tell me about it.
IMDb, they've got a Need for Speed movie coming out. I shit you not.
I know, that's what it's... What?
No, not game. Movie.
Did I say Need for Speed?
Yes, you did.
I didn't mean Need for Speed. God damn it. I was thinking, you know what? I had that whole Connect rival, the Need for Speed rivals in my head, because I was watching the trailer a few minutes ago. I meant Fast and the Furious, folks.
Oh, okay.
I sound like a fucktard right now. I apologize. I'm a little bit off kilter right now. We got Righteous a little bit ago, so, you know, fucking... yeah, so no, they signed on for 7,
more
8, 9, and 10
movies?
Fast and the Furious.
Which, wow.
Which, if they are making a Need for Speed movie, that's fucking cool, too. I mean, that's, thanks for
you
dropping that
so.
Knowledge on me. I didn't know. I was sitting here like, yeah, man, they all signed on for it. Who signed on for it? They.
They, man. You don't know? They. Them. It's them.
It's those guys. If Ryan Gosling's driving, I'm out. No, so okay, so seriously, they 7, 8, 9, and 10 of Fast and the Furious. I mean, ten. It's reaching Jason status now, like Friday the 13th status.
It already met the police academy.
Yeah,
number.
Well, yeah. No, there were 7 Police Academy
seven?
Movies.
I thought there were 6.
I thought so as well. I didn't know there were even that many. I thought there was 5. Then I went online on Pirate Bay and I downloaded all fucking 7. Yeah. Because that's what you do when you don't have a lot of money and you like stuff. Pirate Bay.
Absolutely, man. Yeah. I love me some Bay.
Love those Swedish people over there. You know, not only do they have awesome websites where you can download stuff, but...
They've got awesome laws.
Yeah. Yeah.
How about this one?
Yeah, go
it
ahead and tell
them. It is now legal to masturbate in public in Sweden. Yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently, there was a landmark trial not too long ago. On June 6th, this guy was caught masturbating on the beach into the ocean. Now, somebody...
Surf's up.
Somebody saw him doing this, pressed charges, the guy got in trouble, whatever.
Oh, yeah, I would say he got in trouble if, like, oh, what the fuck, it's in my eye! Look out.
Coming right for us.
Yeah, look
coming
out.
Right on us.
What? I was just jerking my gergen. I left some spurgin down in the bergen, no problem.
No furgen.
No, yeah. Furg off. Now he's like a seal. I apologize, Sweden.
Oh, okay. So,
yeah.
Yeah. The most they could really get him for was indecent exposure.
Well, how old was this guy?
65, I believe.
Yeah, 65.
Yeah, I mean, look, the dude was at the beach. He wasn't, like, you know, staring at anybody. He just wanted to freaking whack it, man. You know, sometimes when I go to the beach, I'm not necessarily saying that I whack it into the freaking water, but, like, you know, it gives me a pretty good feeling. Man,
hey, Pfizer, get on that. That's a good commercial. 65-year-old man's out there, and he's like, just like, you know, that soft beach music playing. They're like, sometimes.
No, and he's got his pant legs rolled up.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he really didn't intend to go to the beach. He just kind of happened to.
Well, because you don't want a kid stepping on it. That ain't a jellyfish. You know?
I mean, it's kind of jelly-like.
Right. But can you see the Viagra commercial now? Like, the soft beach music playing. Can you hear the seagulls in the background? And it's like, sometimes you feel it's that special moment, and the time is right. Viagra's there, even when no one else is. It's just like this
even
old
no
guy.
One else,
this old guy's wearing like those wading boots for like he's fly fishing, and he's out there just a yanking. That guy's lucky, man. Can you imagine? There's probably some fish out there just like, rolp, rolp. He could have enticed larger game, if you will. Because if the small fish come, you know the big ones do.
They're all coming.
Well, let's face it, the ocean is just full of cum.
Yeah. Yeah, that's probably why it's salty, man. Whales.
Right, where we talked about the whales, man.
Was it on the podcast?
I don't know if it was, but I know we talked about the whales, like, just fucking gallons.
Gallons
like,
and gallons.
Like, 50 gallons of cum every time they ejaculate. That's why
every
the ocean's
single
so
time.
Salty. That's so fucking...
Fuck, that's so nasty. That is so disgusting. Anyway, so...
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean... it's legal there.
Yeah.
Apparently, I guess it is illegal if you're, like, staring at somebody. So
right,
you can't, sit on a park bench next to somebody and, you know, you got your teeth clenched and, like, you know, trails of spittle coming off and you're just like...
Forrest Gump would have been a way different
rocking
movie.
Rocking eye contact with somebody just fucking going to town, man.
Forrest Gump would have been a way different movie if he was sitting on that bush bench in Sweden. You know, be like... I may not be a smart man, but I know what self-love is.
My feet hurt.
Nobody would have listened to his stories. He's like, one time, me and Lieutenant Dad. Oh, God.
You got a third leg.
Oh, my God. I just felt like coming. Sometimes the park bench is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. God damn it. I want to go to Sweden. Because, like, here's my problem.
I know.
Well, here's my problem with that, okay? Because my friend Dennis, he's from Sweden. And we talk and shit on Facebook a lot. And, you know, women can walk around topless in the summertime, just like men can do in the States here anytime. I gotta say, if you've public masturbation is legal in Sweden, good God, there's a lot, right, that you could just...
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't be able to drive. Like, I'd be driving down the road going, oh, wow.
Oh, look at that. Fuck, oh.
What a set.
Fuck, yeah.
Game, set, and match. Oh. It's 40 love in my pants right now. I'm just saying. Oh, wow.
I love Sweden. Really walk around topless? That's awesome.
Yeah, but see, that could never happen here in the States, though, because nobody would know how to handle it. It wouldn't happen.
It's bad enough people freak out when a woman is breastfeeding her child.
I love when I see women breastfeeding their children.
I like that shit, too.
Like, I just want to... Sometimes I just want to be like in a Me, Myself, and Irene and just jump on the other tit. Just be like, what's up, kid? Yeah, this is happening.
You have a little moment with him, you give him a high five, you know?
I'd be like, ooh, your mom had beer last night. Somebody's responsible. What is this, 80 proof fucking tit milk? Jesus Christ, lady. Lay off the Crown and Coke. You're breastfeeding. I know it puts him to sleep, but fuck.
Okay, just put some Swerve in his bottle. It'll be fine. It'll be fine.
So, yeah, dude, it's pretty fucking nuts. Like, Sweden's very liberal in its attitudes towards sexual... I mean, Europe is in general, and I think we could learn a few things from them on that. But we never will, because...
I want to whack it in public. Legally. Look, I've already whacked it in public. I just want to do it legally.
I don't want to disappoint random women, okay? It's bad enough I got to disappoint the ones I'm with. I don't want to be out there whacking it. Okay? Try not to underwhelm the general public. Because wouldn't you feel bad? Because you know there's going to be some guy out there whacking it, and he's just got a glorious guy. You know, he's just like, the wind is blowing, his hair's going back. He's like, fucking, oh.
And he's sitting there, like, stroking this thing that looks like a forearm. Yeah, but it's not.
He's like, I mean, he's got both hands on it, milking it like a cow's teat. And you're over there with a hand barely clasped around. Pounding your 5.5-6-incher. You're going to feel completely inadequate, man. That's going to cause a whole set of new problems. Yeah.
But hey, a few minutes later, it's not going to matter anymore. You're going to hate yourself anyway. And I hate myself.
It would make speed dating a lot more eventful.
You just pop.
Yeah, she's topless already because it's hot outside. She sits down and you're just like,
you just whip her dick out. If she's impressed, hey, let's get out of here. If she's not, next table in what, 90 seconds?
Yeah, fuck. I mean, and there's girls sitting at every table. You could just be like looking around like, this is fucking... She's talking to you. She's telling you about her life and what she does.
And you're beating the old
bitch. You're just like, yeah, that's cute. That's cool. I love animals. Oh. And scene. I used to love when John Lovitz did that in Saturday Night Live. He'd always do that. And scene.
Whatever happened to that guy?
Whatever happened to John Lovitz? Who cares? It's John Lovitz, for God's sake.
I mean, he had that show, what was it, The Critic?
That was a great cartoon, though.
Hell yeah.
I really did enjoy The Critic. Wow, man, Sweden has got to be a lot of fun. We got to get over there, man. My friend Dennis has promised me a good time if we go over there.
Good times are fun.
He said the women aren't like they are here. He's like, they like to fuck. And they have no qualms about picking you up. So.
Really?
Yeah.
That could work to my advantage. You see, I ride a bicycle.
Well, I don't mean like picking you up, like, but you know, like at the bar, you know. Like,
oh, okay.
You know,
like they initiate like they come the conversation. On to you.
Okay. Yeah. Well,
that would still come I mean, in handy.
A guy your size with those giant bitches over there, they could pick you up. You climb them, climb them like the Statue of Liberty.
Hope you got a big trunk and put my bike in it.
Yeah, I like to park something. This is for the white zone is for loading and unloading only. There ain't no standing in the white zone, bitch.
Speaking of white zone.
What?
Where is this place? Leith?
Oh, Leith, North Dakota. Some place you've never heard of, and you'll probably never hear of after this story.
Unless it gets far more interesting.
Right. Well,
like
I really hope it does. Okay, so basically, it's a town of 17 people, most of which are Native American. There's reservations all around, obviously, because that's where we stuck all those people to die, was the coldest fucking possible land imaginable. We're really bad. Like, I don't. Sorry, Indians. I'm so sorry. Anyways.
I'm not taking the heat for that one.
Well, I'm not taking the heat, but I feel bad.
My ancestors were nowhere near.
Well, mine neither, but I still feel bad. That sucks. They got a raw deal.
They did, but I mean, that was generation ago, like, and I...
We discovered this land! Hello? We're right here.
And now you'll be right there.
Yeah, you're going to be all the way over there. So you're going to take this little walk. We call it the Trail of Tears. I know it sounds bad.
It's really
but
not
we've got bad. These blankets for you to keep you warm. Smallpox. Yeah. I bet if the Indians had it to do all over again, they saw those ships coming, they'd have been firing fire arrows at them.
Launch the next volley.
Yeah. Fire. Of course they wouldn't be saying it like Englishers, but whatever. Yeah. Okay. Whatever. Anyways, so North Dakota, Leith, North Dakota. This white supremacist guy's name escapes me at this point. Do you remember his name?
No.
Doesn't really matter. Douchebag. Absolute douchebag. Okay, so he has this guy that already lives there, and his name's Cobb, I think.
Yeah.
And this guy is a card-carrying Aryan Nation member. He literally has swastika flags draped from his front porch. Yeah. And this guy is a Class A fucking cockstain. So he has this dude start buying up all the properties around the town. And
why, you may ask?
Why? Because he wants to build a all-white town. Now, this makes perfect sense, maybe, if you were, like, centered in Detroit and you felt like, you know, you didn't belong. Okay? And you wanted a little enclave for yourself and you're a white, an Aryan Nation guy. Okay. But the county that this is in is 97% white already.
Yep.
You wouldn't think you'd have to do much. Like, I mean, there's probably three Indians.
There's 17 people in this town.
Yeah.
Now, the county can't be much bigger than the town, I don't think.
No, probably not. It's so, the town's central population.
You got 17 there.
Yeah.
It's 97% white. What, there's like two? Three people that are white? Like,
and they're Indian. Like, if I was this guy, like, I wouldn't want to be there. Like, literally, you're surrounded by reservations, dude. You're going to be General Custer in a week. Like, fucking... All of a sudden, you're going to wake up to drums.
Yo, that was good as shit. I'd
be like, oh, fuck, we're going to die. Maybe we should
have... arrows and tomahawks coming through the freaking window and shit.
I mean, seriously, they'd probably just pay him off in alcohol. Here's fire water. Take and leave. Hey, it worked the first time. Anyways, so this guy's a total douchebag. Well, anyway, the Southern Poverty Law Center caught wind of this. Well, because obviously when you have the guy that has the neo-Nazi symbols all over his house by the land, people are going to raise an eyebrow.
Yeah, that's kind of a red flag right there. If you're going to do something shitty or even if it's evilly,
yeah,
this is just a terrible thing to do.
Right.
You got to go about it a little smarter than that.
Well, I know, but they're like, this is what the Nazis have become.
Well, it's a free country. That's right. What's going through their head. Yeah, it's a free country. Okay, you still got to play it cool.
Right. Like,
be cool.
Hitler didn't, like, spring his trap from the get. Like, he didn't go, okay, so here is the plan. We are going to kill all the Jews, the blacks, and the faggots. Who's with me? No hands?
It'd be like one dude going, I'm with you, Hitler.
Yeah. I'm down to ride.
I hate that faggot.
Yeah. They're like, who is that? Which one of you said that? Heil! No? Shit! Like, he had to build it slowly. Like, you know, he made peace with, like, he invaded Austria, and then he was like, no, I'm good. That's it. That's all I wanted. It's good.
Just kidding.
Nein, I want it all. Have you read my book? Like, if the world would have read Mein Kampf, it could have saved us a whole shitload of fucking bad times. Or maybe if they would have accepted him into the Austrian art school.
Yeah. He probably wouldn't have nearly as much hate in his heart.
No. And there'd sure be a lot less dead Jews. So, there's that. A fucking terrible guy. But this guy is an idiot. So, they're protesting now in mass, which is 17 of them. And several Indians from the reservation. And
I do believe it said that from surrounding states.
Oh, even other states.
I think there were like hundreds of protesters.
Hundreds, you know, because let's face it, that's all the Indians you can muster anymore. Yeah. I've never seen two of them together. Like, just saying. So, this guy, I want to know, like, honestly, like, I bet, like, he's sitting around at the Klan rally or the neo-Nazi rally, wherever he's from, and they're, you know, it's karaoke night at the bonfire, and he's out there with his friends, everybody's getting drunk, and he's like, I have a dream. One day,
we
will move to a place that's all white. It's 97 now. We can get 100. And we will spread out from there. He's like, I put it into a song. And I got it for you right now, brothers.
Let's hear your song.
I got it for you, brothers. You want to hear the song?
Yeah, we want
you want to hear the song?
We want to hear your song.
All right. Blame it all on the Jews. So I strapped on my boots and goose-stepped down the hall. Said goodbye to my wife and gave a Zig Heil and joined the protest down at the mall. I'm racist and mean. I love the white power scene. If you give me an hour and then I can convince you why it's all the fault. Black shoes and China men, 'cause all my friends got white faces, and I know that sounds a little racist, but that's okay. At least I'm not a liberal gay. Well, I'm not big on mixing the races. Think I'll start my own white trash oasis. So all my friends have white faces. Guitar. Tell me I'm wrong, and I just don't belong. Know that I'm right, 'cause God made me white, and I put my faith in the Lord. Now I didn't mean you'll think twice before walking down my street wearing that hoodie again. 'Cause all my friends got white faces and know that sounds a little racist, but that's okay. At least I'm not a liberal gay. Well, I'm not big on mixing the races. Think I'll start my own white trash oasis. So all my friends got white faces. All my friends got white faces. Well, I know that sounds a little racist, but it's okay. At least I'm not a liberal gay. Think I'll start my own white trash oasis. So all my friends got white faces. Tell them, Skeeter. Yeah, all my friends got white faces. And I know that sounds a little racist, but that's okay. All right. You're not a liberal gay. I don't like faggots. Big on fixing the races. Think I'll start my own white trash oasis. So all my friends never gonna happen for you, brother. But good on you for trying.
A plus.
Right? I mean, you know what? Like, when you know, when you hear that song, you just don't think about things like that. And that guy took it to a whole nother level.
Whole other level.
He is fucked up. He's really fucked up. And I hope that this guy meets a terrible end. I mean, there's just no place for this anymore. And it's like, I think it says something about society that this guy has to retreat to North Dakota, where nobody lives anyway, to try to start his dream. Because his dream is to start with this little town and then spread out from little town to little town and eventually take over the U.S. Where does this guy live? Like, what planet is he on where this is going to succeed?
North Dakota.
Planet 8. Like, it's just astounding to me that there's people like this that still exist and, like, propagate themselves. But
it's sad, but it's kind of funny to watch them fail from time to time.
I will admit it is funny to watch these stories that pop up when you're just like, really, man? Like, how far are the neo-Nazis away from accepting Asians into the fold just because they can't convince white folks to get involved anymore? Now, listen. We know you're a little different, but you guys hate, too. And you're not a fan of the blacks, are you? No, we don't like the blacks. That's right. And you don't like the Jews, do you? I don't really care about the Jews, but that's okay. Well, whatever. We can work on that. But we need you, Mr. Wynn, to come on in. Wear a white sheet. Besides, you got the only dry cleaners in town, and we got to get our sheets cleaned somewhere.
Our dry cleaning bill is killing us.
Yeah. When we wear our white sheets, we want them to scream white power, and you get sheets really white.
It's an ancient Chinese secret. Yeah.
You keep our whites white and our brights bright. Calgon.
Calgon? Some
ancient Chinese secret, huh? Oh, dude, okay, so check this out. These new toys came out, these new Star Wars toys by Hasbro. Mm-hmm. They're fucking awesome, dude. The detail in them is amazing. You saw them today, I showed you.
Yeah.
I got the first series. It comes with Luke, R2, Darth Maul, and a Sand Trooper. And, wow.
Not only are they highly detailed, but they are much bigger.
Yeah, they're 6-inch.
Than the usual 6-inch action figures.
Yeah.
Gorgeous. Absolutely beautiful. Gorgeous. Even the little accessories that they come with, like
hyper detailed.
The Sand Trooper, oh, he looks like he's got sand on his armor.
Oh, yeah.
You can see parts of it, like, form. It's incredible.
It really looks well done. It's called the Black Series. This first series just came out. And they're going to do, I don't know how many more, but the second one's coming out, I think, before the end of the year. And they're $30 a piece. They're a little bit pricey, but it's worth the money if you want a seriously high-quality Star Wars figure. And who doesn't want a seriously high-quality Star Wars figure? Oh, yeah. Well, because, I mean, like, even leaving them in the box, they look fucking amazing in the box. The box itself is very well done. They're all numbered. Yeah. They have the series number and everything on them and what order they came out in the series.
However, be careful. If you go to pick them up, do not have any kind of grease or oil, like excess oil on your hands or fingertips. It's one of those, like,
matte
black finishes that will suck all the oil straight out of your fingers, and there ain't no way you're getting that shit out.
No, I mean, not without damaging the box, and then you're, what's the point?
Yeah.
But they're fucking awesome. Other Star Wars shit. Also, the new Star Wars comic came out, The Star Wars, which is Ralph McQuarrie's and George Lucas's original concept for the story and the look of Star Wars, where Han Solo's an alien. There's Luke Starkiller instead of Skywalker. And like, it's crazy because the Jedi are actually, like, fierce warriors. And they were part of the Imperial government. There was no, you know,
Yeah, they Republic. Were not only fierce warriors, but they were protectors of the Emperor. Say what?
It's like,
okay, from initial draft to finished product.
Way different.
Way different.
Like, and we're reading the story, and it's crazy because Darth Vader is, like, this really imposing, powerful, like, guy. His face isn't messed up. He's just a regular human. He's wearing that armor, but he doesn't have a helmet.
I mean, he's got a scar, I think, on his forehead.
He's got a scar, but he's not fucking fucked up beyond belief.
Yeah.
And the guy that actually has the robot body was a Jedi, and it's Anakin's father.
Yeah.
And Anakin, obviously, is not Darth Vader. So, it's just, it's really fucking weird, and it's worth a pickup, if you can find one. They're already in third printings at this point. Heroes Landing Comics, the place that him and I both go for comics, has the reprints. If you live in Florida or anywhere nearby, you gotta go get them. It's fucking awesome. And if you can't find them at your local comic book store, man, go online, Comixology, get a digital one if you can't find the print version, eBay, whatever you gotta do, man. But these things...
And the artwork is fantastic. Incredible.
Yeah.
High quality shit, dude. I'm telling you. You will not regret picking up this book.
Hey, what was that, wacky news story from Florida you were telling me about? Do you remember?
Wacky news story from Florida.
Yeah. Oh, I know what it was.
Drawing a blank here.
I know what it was. Okay. So apparently this woman, she's like in her 40s, approaching 50s now, has like a naked maid service that she started. It's like she started as a regular maid. And then she decided she could make way more money if she was nude. And for a late woman, a late 40s woman, man, she's stunning. I gotta say, she's got a nice... Oh, fuck yeah. And she wears that little maid suit, right? You know, but just the apron.
Oh.
And, like, black stiletto heels.
Oh.
Right? And so she's walking around the house in that, and eventually she, like, bends over and she pulls the strings on it. She says, this is how she's talking about, like, how she does it. And, yeah, and it just comes down, and she goes up, and she puts her hand over her mouth, like, she just made a mistake. I'd have a hard time not wanting to pay her a little extra, you know, for the fucking whole shebang. I'm sorry, but like,
stop this dick.
Yeah, fucking use your mouth like a dustbuster and get over here. I'd have a hard time though. I mean, wouldn't you? That's tough because it's not like you're at a strip club.
I'd have a pretty hard time.
Yeah, but it's not like you're at a strip club. You know what I'm saying? Like you're at your home. Like you feel comfortable. Like. And So you're more at ease. You'd be more, like, willing to kind of walk on over and be like, hey, what's up? And that could get you into a lot of trouble. You know, like, I'm pretty sure she's not down with that. Anyways.
Yeah, you feel you got the home field advantage, you know.
Well, yeah, but she's now, she's got more than one person now. It's not just her. She has six women that now work for her nude maid service. They're based in Tampa because fucking all the adult shit's in Tampa.
All the fun shit happens there.
Yeah.
Tampa, Ybor, yeah. You know.
And anyways, they're all very attractive, and by God, man, like, they do damn good cleanings. She has stellar references from people that are like, yeah, she may be naked, but my house has never looked better. So not only is she, does she clean, she says she finds it more freeing to clean naked, and she does a better job. So the reason why we're talking about this story is we're going to be introducing a new segment today, and that was the first story that we're going to do from it. It's called What the Florida.
Yeah.
Because so much fucked up shit happens here and weird stories, and like, this state is just rife with craziness.
I don't know why, man. I have no idea why. Like, seriously, the weirdest shit happens in this state.
It really does. And people are like, oh, well, all those people in Florida are fucking wackos. Remember, all the people in Florida came from somewhere else.
Yeah.
So, you know, like Indiana, the state where everybody's from and nobody lives. Every time I talk to somebody that's here, I'm like, where are you from? It's like, Indiana. Of course. Because nobody wants to live in Indiana. It's like you're born there. It's like a starting point. It's just like, it's like your first house, you know? It's a starter house.
Yeah.
Indiana's your starter home. It's like, it's where you learn all your bad habits. And then you move out and bring them here.
To Florida.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah, thanks a lot. We appreciate it. Because, you know, I was born here. So, fucking, my family's been here for a long time, actually. I mean, we've been here several generations. So, it's like,
mine's been here a long time, but that's long time as in we moved here in 94.
Yeah, the year we met. I didn't know that that was really, that's the year you actually got here?
Yeah.
So, you showed up to middle school that year?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. And I had just moved down there myself.
No shit.
Yeah, to that area, yeah.
We were both new kids in school.
Yeah. And right I did on. Not know that. That was pretty cool. Wow. All right. Friends for 20 years, kids. We didn't know any of that shit till just now. It's pretty bad, actually.
Yeah, we don't talk a whole lot, apparently. I don't know. We do the podcast. That's it.
That's wow. You learn something every day.
Well, no,
day,
hey,
huh?
in our defense, there was a good chunk of time there. Well, I don't want to go calling it good, because, I mean, you know,
well, I mean, I moved away.
Yeah.
At the
we both moved out of the area around the same time, and we did not have the opportunity to exchange contact.
No, and, yeah. And it, as luck would have it, like, how many years later?
Oh.
I was 21, so 2003 from 97?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, so, like, 6 years later. We just happened to bump into each other at a rock show at House of Blues.
Yeah.
Fucking cool shit ever. Like, that's just is fucking nuts.
I was
nuts.
All goffed out, like,
dude, you had, like, fishnet arms and, like, I was just like, whoa.
Does your mom know about this? And I was like, hell yeah, I kissed her with my lipstick painted lips.
I'm like,
before leaving the house.
I'm like, yo, your mom is, like, the Catholic Puerto Rican woman. Like, how in the hell did she let you out of the house like that? I don't care how old you are.
Be like, Kimmel!
But
no,
anyway,
man, she didn't care about all that. She just told me, you know, stay out of trouble,
have a good
fun.
Time.
Yeah,
right. She in her mind though, she had to be like, what is wrong with that boy? Why does he wear these things?
Well, she knew that if she were to ask me, I'd be like, lay off me.
Why can't he just meet a nice girl? Oh,
Bobacito.
Well, enough about, like, our personal life. You guys fucking have no idea. You're like, oh, wait, and we lost. We lost them. So, anyway, but,
sorry.
Like, a Star Wars comic is fucking awesome. We found out some new stuff about Ninja Turtles. We actually saw some shots of the production, and it looks like they're doing it like James Cameron did Avatar, where everybody wore, well, not everybody, but the turtles are wearing, like, mocap suits.
Yeah.
They
got the they got those mocap suits on along with the shell and everything, I guess, to give the animators some reference. Idea of spacing and references and whatever. Their faces looked clear. Like, they didn't have anything on their faces. It was just, like, open.
Right.
So I think what they're going to do is basically take their...
Well, they had little black dots.
Did they?
All over their face. If you look really close, they had little black dots all over their face. So, yeah, they're still tracking all the individual movements. And the director from the picture had the same little live-action
screen camera. I'm just dying to see what these turtles are going to be looking like. Cause we looked up some concept stuff, and a lot of the stuff that came up, we were like, man, I really hope that they're not like using that. Like, they actually had... This one particular vision of them.
The black and red one?
Yeah, the black and red. It looked like a little turtle that you would pick up out of a canal or something.
Yeah, it literally had, like, the black and red coloring of, like, a turtle from a lake that, you know, some that we even have here in Florida. And each one of them was kind of color-coded like that, as in, like, the red one, I guess, would be Raphael.
Well, the red and black one actually was labeled Leonardo.
Was it really?
Yes, it was.
Okay, well,
I don't know, man.
It was very round. It literally looked like a turtle that had its legs just grow out and its arms grow out.
Yeah, like somebody was just kind of holding a toothpick under the front legs and just
standing
them
up.
Like,
you know, yeah.
I'm a Ninja Turtle. Look at me. Yeah. I'm so cool.
It just looked bad. Like, I hope that's not the case. However, Megan Fox, looked snazzy and sexy as April O'Neil with that little leather yellow jacket, just coat. Like the fucking cartoons, man. Oh my god! And I thought that was cool because honestly, in the original movies, she never wore that getup.
Never,
not one time.
She wore this long coat.
Yeah,
when she first got mugged, you know, in the first movie, whatever. And I was like, it's not yellow.
It's not. And you know, but like. Also, I will admit that first April O'Neil was not that attractive.
No.
But we did see Casey Jones concept art with the turtles and also Splinter and Shredder. God, dude, Shredder looked rad.
So did Splinter.
Yeah, Splinter looked rad.
Splinter had like these beady black eyes that rats have.
Yeah, oh yeah. It looked really cool.
And he had these three claw marks across his nose.
Yeah, from the Shredder, dude. Yeah, it looked really cool, man. Also, we saw concept art for Rocksteady.
Yeah.
Which was fucking exciting, because I was impressed. It looked pretty cool.
Now, all this stuff that we saw, it didn't say it was official concept art, but when we saw it, we were like, dude, if that is concept art, I'm sold.
Oh, yeah, like, I'm sold. Well, and there was also concept art of the Shredder and Krang. And I, once again, not sure if it was official, but it was lumped in with the other concept art and screenshots from the movie.
I mean, when you run a search for something specific, saying the 2014 movie, and these are the images that pop up, you're led to believe it may have something to do with it.
Because there were other fan-made ones, and you could tell they were fan-made, but these were professionally done.
Yeah.
Concept art, sketches, and paintings. And I gotta tell you, Krang looked fucking amazing.
Yeah, he was still looking like a little brain in the guts of a larger body, but it didn't look like a giant naked, well, half naked pinhead,
right?
Like Lederhosen.
Shredder, where's my body? God damn it, Krang!
Roku Shakra,
don't call me by that. Like, you damn turtles! Shredder is now played by Burgess Meredith. All you turtles are bums. Krang, you're a bum. Somebody get me my coffee. you know, I'm looking forward to it. I really. When we were reading up on Turtles Wiki, actually, it's pretty fucking funny because the guy that played Michelangelo in the original Turtles movie, when he found out Michael Bay had actually made the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles aliens from outer space, he wrote an email directly, I think directly to Michael Bay.
Yeah.
And told him he needs to stop sodomizing the Ninja Turtles. And ladies and gentlemen, let's face it, with all the internet outcry and the sodomization of the Ninja Turtles.
They're raping them!
They were raping them. Michael Bay is no longer on the project like we mentioned in the last podcast. And,
fuck him.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
Fuck you, Michael Bay.
Yeah, dude, honestly.
I hope you're hearing this.
You already ruined the Transformers for me, you know.
Yeah, way to go.
Fucking ass clown. Let me tell you know, the first Transformers movie wasn't bad. Okay, the second one was...
Come watch a bunch of lens flares.
Yeah, and explosions.
Transformers.
Lensplosions.
Lensplosions.
Michael Bay.
Explosions.
Yeah. Explosions make you not notice how bad my movie sucks. What was that? I couldn't hear you over that explosion.
Explosion.
You got something to say? Boom. Explosion. I'm sorry, but okay, by the time you got to the third fucking Transformers movie, okay, and you had two little thug-dizzle fucking Transformers, you had a giant Transformer with fucking metal balls that swung between his legs like nuts, and then you had...
and one with a beard.
Yes, an old Transformer that had a beard and a cane, okay? When you're a fucking machine... You don't age like a fucking living being. You replace your parts, okay? He might have been crickety. He might have been rusted, which he wasn't, by the way. Not that much, anyhow.
Well, it wouldn't look good in HD if you were rusted.
Oh, that's true. Explosion!
Explosion!
Smoke and mirror explosion!
Hey, does that Transformer have a beard?
Explosion! He doesn't anymore. Explosion! Michael Bay presents movies with explosions.
Not even explosions anymore. Yeah, explosions.
Did you see Death Race Explosion? All my movies are totally plausible and they totally work out. Ryan Gosling.
Explosion.
You saw Pearl Harbor? So many explosions. No acting. Wasn't it Ryan Gosling and Ben Affleck? Wasn't that the two guys?
I never saw it.
Oh, you fucking lucky bastard. I was dating somebody at the time. I had to sit through that fucking piece of trash.
Sucker.
Oh, god damn it, man. Pearl Harbor can suck my nuts. I was rooting for the Japanese by the end of that movie.
Get him.
I was like, somebody get him. Rogue explosion, Michael Bay. Fuck. Ships were going down. I was like, finally. Fucking, this movie's about to end. I better get laid. This is such bullshit. I'm looking at her. She's fucking crying. I'm like, yeah, you'll be crying later, too. Choking on something. Fucking goddamn.
Just remember, ladies, the more uncomfortable you look, the better a job you're doing.
Fuck, this fucking dinner and a movie shit. Fucking $100. Fucking sit here with your ass. Fucking better get laid. I'm
shit
fucking
costs money, man.
I sat through a Michael Bay movie. That warrants a blowjob at least. Like fucking
at least.
No, I'm not gonna finger pop you. I get serviced on this deal. It's fucking Michael Bay.
I'm sorry, who picked up the tab?
Yeah. Just put my dick in the popcorn bucket. She reach in. Yeah, that's what
the
happened.
Good stuff at the bottom.
Spooky! Salty explosion! Fucking, I hope Michael Bay listens to this. You fucking fuck. God damn it.
Oh. Fuck you, Michael Bay. Yeah. Fuck you.
Dude, honestly, like, you know how many movies I've had to sit through? Like, fucking.
Don't wanna close my eyes.
Oh, God, that fucking movie. That shit. Look, Armageddon, even though it's a train wreck of a movie, I still watch it when it comes on TV because it's. So bad. It's just so,
It's got a really good cast.
Yeah, the saving grace though in that entire movie is Steve Buscemi and the Mad Russian. That's it.
Welcome to Russian space station.
Touch nothing. American components, Russian components, all made in Taiwan.
Ain't nobody catching Papa Bear. Well, death caught him.
Yeah. You know, I never saw Titanic in the movie theaters, even though my girlfriend at the time wanted to go see it, because I know the fucking end. I know the end of Titanic.
Yeah.
It sinks. And I had to wait 2.5 hours for the best part of the movie.
Oh, when that guy is falling and he hits the propeller.
Chip, chip, chip. Meanwhile, let me tell you something, okay? There's no way in hell I'm letting that bitch ride on the plank of wood while I go down in that cold water.
No.
I ain't that fucking noble. I'm telling you right now. And she got to keep the jewel. Yeah, well, no, they found the jewel, didn't they? No, she had the jewel.
No, she had it. She threw it out into the water after she told them the whole story. Well, where is it? About that.
Give it here, you dusty cunt. Jesus fucking Christ.
You know how much that shit'll cost?
Fuck. And James Cameron's still doing fucking video of the shipwreck. Like, nonstop. Like, they on the news yesterday, in fact, they had, like, something new you didn't know about the Titanic. I'm like, just bring it up already. Just fucking get some ballast out there. Get some fucking those big floaty inflatable things they used to, like, right that ship over there and fucking
I think realistically, off the coast of Italy. They're concerned about the structural integrity of it.
Well,
if they go to pull it up, it's going to fall apart. Yada, anyways.
They come down there and he's got the submarine going and whatever, and they're showing it, and he's like, something new you didn't know about the Titanic. And they say it. I don't remember what the fuck it was because it really wasn't important. But it was not a startling revelation. It's a fucking boat, man. It's a boat that sank. It sank.
Okay. He makes a movie about a boat that sank.
But he's obsessed
makes
with it.
A shitload of money off of it, right? Uses that money that he made off of that to go look at that boat some more. But then he makes a movie about space and blue people.
Yeah.
Makes a lot of money off of that. What does he spend that money on? Not going into space.
Yeah, looking at the boat.
Going back down to look at his boat.
Look at the boat.
It's not even his boat.
He ought to just buy the ocean floor property around the boat and put a little, like, buoy on the top.
I'm pretty sure maritime law would not allow that.
But put a little... James Cameron, he's got a ton of money.
James Cameron! You've seen Avatar, right? You've seen Titanic, right?
He puts a buoy up on the top and says, property of James Cameron Enterprises. You're like, did he just buy the Titanic? No, he bought the land around the Titanic. So, because the Titanic is for the people. It's for the people. They're all dead! Fucking thing sunk 100-some fucking years ago. Nobody gives a shit anymore, James. Nobody cares but you. Fucking nobody gives a shit.
I don't.
All the people that lived are dead anyway. Like, fucking stop.
Yeah.
I don't know why that bothered me so much.
Space would be badass. I'm telling you,
go to
buddy.
Space, James Cameron. Go to the moon. You want to go visit something cool? Go to the fucking moon and check that out.
Hell yeah.
He's got the money. He could totally go to the moon.
Shuffle some dirt around, draw a big-ass cock and balls on there that you can see from Earth.
Bro.
I mean, that would be
the moon
best.
Is open property. So far, the only flag up there that's planted is the United States. Technically, we own the moon. We own it.
Yeah.
Now, the first person to get a base up there really fucking owns the moon. Like, you could defend it.
Not do base, but make a base.
Make a base. Like, you would literally own the moon. Like, you could defend it and have rights to defend it. Like, you could set up cannons and shit on the moon, like fucking Gauss cannons and rail guns. Am I getting ahead of myself here?
Nah, man. Dude, I'm right there with you.
Casinos. And, dude, I'm telling you, if I had enough money, dude, for the super rich and criminally, and you know, the criminal enterprises and stuff, I would have, like, pleasure paradise up on the fucking moon. Like,
oh, yeah.
It would be built into the surface, though. You'd be in caves and, like, underneath, because they think the moon is cavernous and almost hollow, like, and shit. So, there's plenty of stuff. They already found water particles.
I mean, how awesome would it be just to go up there and look?
Just to walk around and bounce?
Yeah.
And just jump and fucking not come back down for a good minute?
If they want volunteers to go up there and build anything up there, sign me right the fuck up.
I'll go up there and work in the cafeteria for the people that build stuff up there, because I'm not mechanically inclined. And I wouldn't be much use.
I'm pretty good at building shit.
I wouldn't be much use up there. I can't even put a fucking IKEA couch together or nothing. Like, I suck. Like, fucking... I get my nephew that knows how to build Legos and fucking get him, like, you see these instructions? Like, yeah, that's no problem. All right, get to work. I'll buy you beer. I'm 12. Gotta start
shit
somewhere. Well, that's going to about wrap it up for us today, man. We're going to get back with you guys next week. I'm Jesse Shadoose.
I'm Kamal Altash.
And you motherfuckers take it easy, all right? Peace.
Later.